To me, one of the greatest things about heaven is going to be the fact that it is going to be perfect love. Perfect love. We love each other now, don't we? Okay, two of us do. We love each other now, don't we? But then, we're going to have the same perfect love for everybody. Because we're going to be just like God. And guess what? God is love. If God wasn't complete love, He couldn't love some of us, you know, including me. I find it hard some days to love me, and I know sometimes you guys find it hard to love me. But guess what? Some days I find it hard to love you too. So that's kind of mutual. But in heaven, just going to be love. Just going to be love. Just going to be love. Guess what? That's how it should be here. That's how it should be here. Well, that's another message for another day. If you remember a couple weeks ago, I preached a message on what is your ultimate goal for 2011. Our ultimate goal for 2011 ought to be a mighty move of God like we have never seen before. And I'm talking about in your life, in your family, in our church, in our community, in our state, and in our nation. We need a mighty move of God. And guess what? It's going to have to start with the house of God. It's not going to start in Congress. It's not going to start in Senate. It's not going to start in the White House. It's not even going to start in the city offices in Bologna. It's going to have to start with God's people. And we're going to have to do what we have to do to get it, the job done, so God can move in our lives the way He wants to move in our lives. And if you read and study the Bible, it's very apparent that God wants to do great things in us and through us, but He can't do it without our permission and our cooperation. Now, one of the things that we talked about during that message was the fact that to see a mighty move of God in your life like you've never seen before, you're going to have to seek God like you've never sought God before. Well, there's another step to that. I'm going to call it actually another category to that we need to look at, and that's what we're going to look at today. For God to be able to move in your life the way He wants to move in your life, you have to see yourself the way that God sees you. If you'll remember, we've been talking, going back to Romans, I'm going to kind of just do some background here. On Romans, we've been talking that Paul said that we were called to be saints. We were called to be different. Folks, we're not supposed to be like the world. We are supposed to be markedly different. In fact, 1 John says that it is obvious who is a Christian and who isn't. In our day and age, it's not real obvious. It needs to be obvious. And we need to see ourselves the way that God sees us so He can move in us the way He wants to move in us. Because if we don't see ourselves in the right light and in the right manner, we're not going to be open for God to move in us and through us. Now, I want to start off with a story. I don't have a clue if this story is true or not, but it is a great illustration of where a lot of Christians are today, so I'm going to share it with you. Years ago, there was a farmer that was out in the woods, and while he was out in the woods, he ran onto this baby eagle that had been hurt. So he got the baby eagle, and he took it home and was nursing it back to health, and of course, he had no place to keep it except for in the chicken pen with all the chickens. And amazingly, it didn't take long for that eagle to start acting like a chicken. Can you imagine that? An eagle, the king of all birds, acting like a chicken, going around scratching in the dirt, trying to find some food. Well, the farmer got the eagle nursed back to health, and he tried to get the eagle to leave, but the eagle had taken on the personality of a chicken. It had been around the chicken so much that it was acting like a chicken. Well, one day, a forest ranger came by and was talking to the farmer and said, tell me why you have an eagle in your chicken pen. He says, he's the king of all birds. He's supposed to be soaring in the heavens. And the farmer said, well, I know he is. And said, he was hurt. I brought him in. I nursed him back to health. Had no place to put him. So I had to leave him in the chicken pen with the chickens. And now he thinks he's a chicken. The forest ranger said, surely he still has the heart of an eagle. He said, can I work with him? And the farmer said, sure, you work with him all you want. So he got the eagle, held the eagle up, and said, you are the king of all birds. You're supposed to be soaring in the heavens. Go! Claim your domain. And he jumped out of the forest ranger's hands, right back down in the chicken pen. Started acting like a chicken again. The forest ranger wasn't satisfied with that, so he took the eagle and went up on the house roof, up on the housetop, up on the roof, and held the eagle over and said, you are the king of all birds. You're supposed to be domineering over the sky. Soar out into the heavens. And sure enough, the eagle started to flap his wings, and he flapped just hard enough to get back to the chicken pen with the chickens. The forest ranger wasn't happy. So he took the eagle, and he said, I've got to try one more thing. So he took the eagle, went up on a high mountain, and he stood there, and he said, looked at the eagle, and he said, you are the king of all birds. You're supposed to be soaring in the heavens. You're not a chicken. You're supposed to be taking control of the skies. And the eagle looked up the sky, then looked at the ground, then looked back down. He could see the chicken pen where he came from. But he happened to look back up in the sky. About that time, another big, majestic eagle came soaring by. And the eagle looked at that other eagle, the chicken pen eagle looked at the other eagle, and all of a sudden gave out a cry of triumph, started flapping his wings, and took off and soared up in the sky where he belonged. Now, folks, God wants us as Christians to soar like the eagles. The Bible even tells us that we will mount up with wings of eagles. But too many of us, in fact, far too many of us, have settled for scratching around in the dirt with the chickens. Far too many of us have settled for scratching around in the dirt with the chickens. You cannot be what God created you to be unless you see yourself the way God created you. This may be news to you, but God created you with greatness inside of you. Greatness inside. You say, well, I look in the mirror every morning, I don't see greatness. Well, you should. Ephesians 2:10 says that you are the workmanship of God. So you think God does shoddy work? A lot of the translations say that you are God's masterpiece. Now, it may take you a while, but when you look in the mirror, you need to see a masterpiece of God. And guess what? There's only one of you. God took the time not only to make a masterpiece, but to make you very unique in who you are. Psalms chapter 139, the psalmist wrote, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now listen to this. Marvelous are thy works. That sounds like he's bragging. He is. He's bragging on God. He said, marvelous are your works. I had nothing to do with who I am. God, you made me. Fearfully and wonderfully you made me. And your works are marvelous. And on down in verse 17 it says, how precious are your thoughts toward me, O God. They are innumerable. The eagle that we talked about was wonderfully made. And God planned on him to soar up in the heavens. He planned on him to be a creature of honor. But he did not realize it because he was hanging around the chickens. He could not see his greatness because of the chickens that he was hanging around. Now, folks, this next statement is very important, and I want you to listen to me. You know I love you. I don't want to be critical. I don't want to sound harsh. But reality is reality. God has wonderfully made each and every one of us. His works are marvelous. You are His workmanship. But if you're hanging around the wrong people, then you're getting the wrong image of who you are. And God cannot use you because you cannot see the plan that God has for you. As long as that eagle hung around the chickens, Who did he act like? The chickens. He ate like the chickens. He scratched like the chickens. I'm sure he made a nest like the chickens. The eagle, by nature, what does he do? He soars in the heavens. He makes his nest way up high in the trees or in the bluffs. He is majestic. He is the king of birds. But because of the chickens that he hung around, he was acting like a chicken. God wants us to be eagles. But you need to look in your life and see if you're hanging around eagles or if you're hanging around chickens. God desires for us to soar in the heavens, not to be scratching around in the dirt. God has laid out a plan for you that is far beyond anything you can imagine. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans that you have for me. Plans to prosper me and not to harm me. Plans to give me hope and a future. God's plans for you are so much greater than you could ever imagine. But if you continue to hang around the chickens, you're going to miss the incredible life that God has planned for you. Folks, we can either remain on the ground in the chicken pen of life, acting like everybody else, scratching around in the dirt, going nowhere, doing nothing, or we can soar in the heavens like God created us to. Now, let me say this. I think I need to clarify this. When I say God has created greatness within each and every one of us, that doesn't mean everybody here is going to be a Billy Graham or a Mother Teresa, or it doesn't even mean that you're going to be a preacher. It may not even mean that you're going to be a Sunday school teacher. Your greatness is fulfilling the plan that God has created for you. If you're trying to fulfill somebody else's plan, that's not God's plan for you. So greatness is only doing what God called you specifically to do. I don't want you having this vision in your head of saying, well, there's no way I can be a Billy Graham, or there's no way I could do this, or no way I could do that. You can if God called you to, but if God didn't call you to, don't even try. Greatness is simply living the plan that God has designed you for specifically. Now, I want to go into three reasons why most Christians never live up to the potential that God has placed within them. The number one reason we've kind of already touched on, that is they don't realize who they are in God's eyes. Just like the young eagle who hung around the chickens for so long, he was convinced he was a chicken. Most Christians have hung around the chickens in this life so long that they don't realize that God has created them to be an eagle. They don't realize God has created them with a seed of greatness within them. They have settled for something way less than what God designed them to be. But we need to remember that God's word says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that God's thoughts toward us are innumerable. They are precious, and that He made us marvelously. If you need to, take a bar of soap and write on, right where you look in the mirror, God's workmanship is marvelous. You got to do something to convince yourself of that. You have to get to the place that you see yourself in a different light than you see yourself now. It's time to shake off low living. That doesn't mean you're a gross sinner. When I say low living in this case, I'm talking about living below the plan that God has designed for you. Living below God's will for your life. Whatever that will is, you know what it is. If you're living below that, then you need to shake off the low living and be determined in your heart and be determined in your spirit that you're going to move up to where God wants you to live, where God designed you to be. See, God expects great things from you. You know why God expects great things from you? Because He created you for greatness. He created you for greatness. Let me share something with you, and this is just one example that's going on in our church right now. We've got some people in our church right now that are doing some great things through foster care. That's a great thing. Yeah, that's not being president of the United States, is it? That's not being a missionary to foreign lands. Folks, that is being great in God's eyes, because He told us to take care of the widows and the children that can't take care of themselves. That is greatness. Maybe that helps you understand what I mean when I say living up to greatness. I just want to encourage you, don't settle for the chicken pen when God wants you to soar with the eagles. The second reason a lot of Christians don't live up to the potential God puts within us is that living up to the potential that God has put within us takes effort. It's work. Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, he said, "Let no man despise thy youth." And I have even put in parentheses there, "especially not yourself." And we could even say, "Let no man despise your life, especially not yourself." Then he goes on and says, "But be thou an example of believers in word and conversation and charity and spirit and faith and purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all." Did you catch that? Paul said, give yourself unto all these things. Be an example so that everybody can see you're an eagle. So they can see thy profiting. Again, he doesn't want Timothy to go around boasting. It's just going to naturally happen that people are going to see something different about somebody living that kind of life. And it's going to bring glory and it's going to bring honor to God. Living in the chicken pen of life, folks, does not bring glory to our Father. When we soar in the heavens, in fact, the Bible says that we sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And when we do that, that brings glory and that brings honor to our Father. It takes a lot of effort to soar with the eagles. It takes a whole lot more effort to climb up into the sky and to soar high above the earth than it does to just walk around the chicken pen scratching and looking for a worm or looking for a grain of corn. It takes a lot more effort. Also, it takes a lot more guts. I promise you, you start doing something for the Lord, people are going to take shots at you. Now, are those fun? They are absolutely no fun at all. No fun at all. But that's part of being an eagle. You don't see people out in the chicken yard going, "I wonder if I can shoot that chicken." But they're out there with their guns all the time going, "Can I hit that eagle? Can I hit that bird that's soaring way up there?" It does take a lot of work, and it does take a lot of effort, and it takes a lot of guts. But guess what, folks? The rewards are amazing. The chicken sees the earth from the chicken pen. In fact, usually his beak is right down in the dirt pecking, isn't it? The eagle is up where it gets to see the splendor and the glory of the earth, the way that God created it and the way that God made it. So yes, it does take a lot of work. It does take a lot of guts. But the rewards are amazing. When you start soaring, you're going to see things that you never in the world thought you could see. Because guess what? You can't see it in the world. You can't see it in the chicken pen of life. You've got to soar like an eagle the way God wants you to. So I'm encouraging you today to set your standards high and to live the life that God has for you and to not settle for anything less. Now, the third reason a lot of Christians don't reach the potential that God's placed within them, and I want you to listen to me closely on this one. This is so crucial. The reason a lot of Christians don't reach their potential is they haven't changed flocks yet. As long as that eagle stayed with the chickens, who did he act like? Just another chicken. But the day that that forest ranger finally got him up where he could see another eagle, his world completely changed. He left the chicken pen, no longer restricted just that little bitty pen, however big it was. Now he's soaring majestically up in the sky, has no limitations and no boundaries. For folks to get there, we have to change flocks. Proverbs 13 makes it so clear. It says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Doesn't get any clearer than that, does it? Just like the young eagle, you will become like the people you associate with. Make sure that your associations with eagles. And when I say eagles, I'm talking about strong, mature Christians. People that are sold out to the Lord. People that have no other desire in life than to please God and to do everything they can to further the kingdom of God. But you will become like those you hang around. We've all heard the cliche, birds of a feather flock together. And that is so true. All I have to do is find out who you hang with. I can tell you what you're like. I can tell you exactly what you're like. So my question for you today is, where is the flock that you're hanging with taking you? Where is the flock that you're hanging with taking you? You can completely change yourself by changing the people that you associate with. That's good enough. I got to say that again. You can completely change yourself by changing the people that you associate with. You may say, well, I work with a bunch of people that aren't Christians. Yes, you do have to associate with them at work, but it's limited association. You don't have to spend every moment of the day with them. Just be with them as much as you have to. When you get off work, if they want to go somewhere, don't go. Don't be rude about it. Just don't go. They don't need to be your best buddies outside of the office or the factory or wherever you work. And guess what? We can also change our associations with the TV and the radio and what we read. We need to change our complete association. We need to make sure that we are hanging around nothing but quality Christian people. Eagles is who we need to be hanging around. There's a lot more chickens in this world, and when I say chickens, I'm talking about worldly people. There's a lot more chickens in this world than there are eagles. And the reason for that is that anybody can be a chicken. Anybody can be a chicken. It doesn't take any effort at all to fit in with the crowd. It doesn't take any effort at all just to walk around, scratch the dirt, and peck on the dirt, and act like everybody else. But folks, it takes somebody special to be an eagle. And we've already read it. God made you special. He made you wonderfully and fearfully. And He created you in a marvelous manner. In a marvelous manner. You are special. You need to see yourself as special. Not in an arrogant, braggy way. But you need to see yourself as special because of who God made you. And I want to give you another worthy goal. Why don't you be the eagle that other people need to hang around? Why don't you be the one that goes out and sets the example for everybody else? Why don't you be the strong, mature Christian that everybody else says, I need to be around that person so I can grow in my Christian walk, so I can be more of what God wants me to be? Why don't you be the one that sets the example and shows everybody else how to live? Paul said, don't let anybody despise our youth. Said that to Paul. I say that to you. Don't let anybody despise your life, especially not you. Don't settle for anything less than God's best for you. God's got so much more planned for you than the chicken pen of life. He wants you to soar in the heavens. He wants you to sit with Him in the heavenly places. He wants you to bring glory and honor to Him, and He wants you to show the world that there is a way of living that is completely, totally different than what most people know. And folks, I told you this is all about seeing a mighty move of God. Guess what? God can't really work in a Christian's life that's stuck in the chicken pen of life. He's got bigger dreams and bigger plans, and He needs you out of that chicken pen be able to move in your life and to be able to do the things that He wants to do and needs to do in your life. Now, this whole message is really about two things. Number one, it's about understanding who you are and that God has designed you and created you for greatness. If you have any doubt about that at all, get out your Bible and start looking it over. If you need my help, I'll be glad to help you. But God created you and designed you for greatness, and you definitely need to understand that. And the second thing this message is about is understanding that who you associate with will either make you or break you. And again, I understand we have to be around some people that we don't necessarily want to be around sometimes, but folks, that's on a limited association. On the time that you get to choose, who are you associating with? Because you will become just like the people you associate with. You cannot be what God wants you to be if you're associating with the wrong people. Some of us need to look around at the people we're associating with, and we need to change our associations completely. Completely. We're hanging around with people that are not strong, mature Christians, and they're pulling you down. They're putting you in the chicken pen of life, and God's saying, I have so much more for you. But God wants you to soar up in the heavens. And again, bring glory and bring honor to Him and to have a fulfilling life. Can you imagine how that eagle would have felt if it got to the end of its life and if it would have been able to reason within itself and look back and say, why was I in that little chicken pen of life when God had so much more for me? Folks, God has so much more for us, and He wants to move in our lives in a very special way this year. We're going to have to do some things differently. We're going to have to change our associations. We're going to have to do the things that we talked about 2 weeks ago, and we're going to have to do everything within our power to get out of the chicken pen of life and to soar with the eagles. And yes, again, I know it takes effort. I know it's dangerous. I know all those things. But I also know the rewards are well worth it. Well worth it. Well worth it. I've always had a fascination with flying, and I want to get up there one of these days and just soar with the eagles and look over the earth from their vantage point. Can you imagine the things that they see that we don't see down here? Guess what? When you're with Christ in the heavenly places, you can see things that this world can't see. This world sees everything as bad and horrible and getting worse. I see things that God is turning things around. I get so excited when I start seeing that the Christian people are finally starting to stand up and starting to get a backbone and starting to reclaim our nation. If you don't see that, it's going on. You need to get up a little higher where you can see it because it's happening. You can only see that from the vantage point of an eagle, and I encourage you to get out of the chicken pen and to soar in the heavenlies. Let's stand and let's pray. Father, I come before You today, and I thank You so much that Your Word tells us that we will mount up with wings as eagles, that You have made us in a marvelous fashion, and Father, that You have great plans for us. I just pray, Father, today that You would help those that are here today that are stuck in the chicken pen of life, that You would help them to make a decision that they are no longer going to be content with that they are going to break out of that, and they are going to seek Your will, and they are going to see themselves as marvelously made, and Father, they're going to see themselves as You see them, that You have given them hope, and that You've given them a future, and that You want to do great things in and through them. I just pray, Father, this morning, if anyone has a need they need to bring to this altar, to give them the courage and the boldness to come forward this morning. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.